The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow. What a great day. What a great weekend. It was... a terrific weekend for America. Wow, we've got a lot to talk about. Want to say hello to all of our incredible listeners from across Alabama who turned out for the big Trump rally over the weekend. And we're going to talk a lot about what happened at this rally. This was an incredible event. And so many of you came up, said hello. We took a lot of pictures, got a few handshakes and hugs and a few fist bumps as well. We just had a wonderful time there. They say the crowd was about 35, 40,000 people there in Cullman, Alabama. The local newspaper, by the way, says it's the largest event they have ever had in the history of Cullman County, Alabama. So that's a big thing. So I got to tell you, I had a chance to visit with Mike Lindell backstage. We talked for a long time. Liz Harrington was there, as well as Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, by the way, is going to be on the show today. And so we'll catch up with her. She was seated a few rows behind us. And Grace Baker, I don't want to brag, but we actually had better seats than Marjorie Taylor Greene did.
We did. I was kind of surprised, honestly.
I'm not going to bring that up.
So probably not.
What was your observation? Because we brought the whole team.
Oh,
and
we
did a big road trip, and we stopped at the Zaxby's Chicken Joint.
Yes, we did.
We did the drive-thru, got there, and you're not going to believe, the weather was horrible.
Well, it was horrible until we got there, but there was a patch of blue sky, and I told y'all, you see that patch of blue, it's going to be okay. And by the time we got there, it started to clear up, but it was muddy.
It was muddy. We were in a field. It was sort of like Trump stock, I guess. You know, there was a lot of mud. But
yes, there was.
People were in such great spirits, even though they had to shut everything down and then reopen the security lines. And so a lot of people were not able to actually get in. So I mean, there could have been 50,000 or 60,000 people there.
Sure.
But it was just an incredible event, and I was very honored to deliver remarks. And we're actually going to I did not speak long. I didn't need a lot of time to speak. But I was jotting down some thoughts and some ideas, I was thinking about what would our audience want me to say? What is the thing I need to convey to this crowd here in Cullman, Alabama? Because ultimately, the star of the show is Donald John Trump. You know, my job was to get out there and was to rally the troops and to let them know that that we've got the president's back. So what we're going to do is we're going to play this. It's not a very long speech, but I want you to hear from my heart what I had to tell the 35, 40,000 people that were gathered there at the Trump rally in Cullman, Alabama. Cut number 5, please.
Well, hello, Alabama. You know, it is an honor to be here with you, and I would encourage you to check out my website when you get home, toddstarnes.com. We are a conservative blowtorch on the internet, and it's an honor to be able to cover our stories and share our stories with the rest of the nation. Now, as I look out on this beautiful crowd in this beautiful place tonight, I'm reminded of something someone said many years ago. He called people like you who cling to their guns and cling to their religion bitter. You might remember Barack Obama when he said those words. Yeah? You might remember what Hillary Clinton called us, a basket of irredeemable deplorables.
Oh, yeah, we are!
Well, Alabama, I have some news for you today. I don't know about you, but I'm proud to call myself a gun-toting, Bible-clinging son of a Baptist. And I'm not bitter. I'm blessed. And I'm not irredeemable because we've been redeemed by Almighty God.
Well, they like that phrase.
Now, I know things may look very difficult in America right now. President Biden promised that a dark winter. President Biden promised a dark winter would fall on our great nation, and he delivered on that promise. In recent days, we have seen the cancel culture mob attack our history. They have burned books and paintings. I want to say something about critical race theory. This idea that because of the color of your skin, some children are lesser than. Let me say this, and hear me, Alabama. Critical race theory is a demonic doctrine from the pit of hell.
Tell it, brother.
And I don't know about you, but God bless Donald Trump. God bless this man because he taught us, he showed us how to fight the good fight. And God bless Donald Trump because he showed the Republicans on Capitol Hill how to fight. Now, some of you may say, Todd, it does look desperate out there. Look at what's happening in Afghanistan right now. My good friend Franklin Graham has issued a call for prayer tomorrow in church houses across America. And we should pray for our fighting men and women and the Americans who were left behind. Left behind. Our fellow countrymen left behind. I can tell you this, if Donald Trump had been in that White House, he would not have left Americans behind. I want to share this with you in closing. Happy warriors, one and all. I have hope in America. I have hope because I've seen moms and dads across the fruited plain rise up and confront their school boards. I've seen business owners rising up to the Gestapo that works in the health departments across this country and open up their restaurants for business. You see, I have hope in America because my hope is not built on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. My hope is not built on Capitol Hill. My hope is built on a higher power. So I say this, my fellow countrymen, do not hide liberty's light under a bushel. Hold it high. And let the flame of freedom burn bright for all the world to see. It's time for every gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable to take a thunderous stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And with Donald Trump at our side, he will take away the dark winter and return our nation to that great, shining city on a hill. God bless you all.
My goodness. Wow. That was a lot of fun. And as far as I could see from the podium, and Grace Baker, I know you were up towards the front. You and Kyle, our great engineer, So you couldn't see the crowd that I saw. I mean, it was just people as far as the eye could see.
Yeah, I saw photos afterward, and I had no idea that many people were there.
Unbelievable. But the enthusiasm, and at first they weren't quite too sure. You know, I think there are a lot of people there, maybe not too sure of who I was.
I don't know about this Starnes guy.
But they figured it out pretty quickly.
I feel like it slowly was building and building and building, and boom!
I love this. So you guys were in the audience. Yes. I heard some guys saying, tell it like it is.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. And we did. Folks, it was, again, a great honor to be able to represent you, the audience members of this radio program, in front of a national audience. We did a lot of hits with Newsmax TV. That was a lot of fun. Met their team there. And we want to say thank you, because we would not be doing this without your support. But there are a couple of takeaways, and we're going to get to these a little bit later on. Just some concerns I have about things that are happening within the Republican Party. And I'm just going to say this now. There were two moments when President Trump got booed and when Mo Brooks, the congressman, got booed. I mean, Mo Brooks almost got booed off the stage at the rally in his own state. And the reason why is because he said it was time to move on. As a matter of fact, I believe we've got that audio. It's cut number one, please.
People who are despondent about the voter fraud and election theft in 2020. Folks, put that behind you. Put that behind you. Yes. Look forward. Look forward. Look forward. Beat them in 2022. Beat them in 2024. All right. Well, look back at it, but go forward and take advantage of it.
It was louder than that. You're hearing from the podium. We were in the audience at that point, and it was getting bad. It was so, the boos and the heckling were so bad, they actually brought in security just to kind of get people to calm down. People were enraged. 2020 is not over in a lot of people's minds. And I was very surprised. I got to tell you, I was a little surprised by that. But also, President Trump came under fire when he told people that they need to get the vaccine. Cut number four.
3 days, less than 9 months. And it's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay? I'll call up Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working. But you do have your freedoms. You have to maintain that. You have to maintain that. And you got to get your kids back to school.
All right, so there you go. I think these could be issues for people, especially when you've got the government now mandating that you've got to get this vaccine. University of Memphis, you students about to go back to school, your school is about to mandate that you have to get the vaccine if you want to go back to class. So anyway, we're going to take a break here. I want to get your thoughts about the speech. If you saw the rally, do you think President Trump is the guy in 2024? Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The website is toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Parents, have you been as frustrated as I have with the messages our kids are being taught today in schools and the media? Cancel culture, wokeism, victimhood, socialism, lots of bad ideas are bombarding our kids. And if you're like me, you've struggled to figure out how to teach your kids about good ideas like free markets, personal freedom, entrepreneurship. That's why I'm so glad I've come across the Tuttle Twins books. These children's books help parents teach their kids conservative ideas. What's amazing is they've sold over 2.5 million books, so clearly they work. Kids love them, and parents love that their kids are learning the ideas of freedom. I talked the Tuttle Twins team into doing a special deal for my listeners.
All you need to do is go to TuttleTwins.com and use the coupon code STARNS. They're going to give you 40% off the kids' books and also include all their activity workbooks for free. That's a huge deal. So if you've got kids and you want to make sure they're not brainwashed with bad ideas, then do your family a favor and get the Tuttle Twins books. Again, TuttleTwins.com and use the coupon code STARNS for 40% off.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I got to tell you, you've got to give credit where credit is due. And my hat is off to the folks over at the Washington Post and CNN and Fox News. And I want to explain why here. So I know some of you may have just swerved off the road. I don't want you to be terribly alarmed. Maybe I should have given you a warning here. But if you are following us, watching us on our Facebook live stream, you know that the issue for today is directed at the Americans who are still trapped in Afghanistan. And I hate to break this news to you, but you are on your own. Your government is not going to rescue you. That's the bottom line here. If you are waiting for Joe Biden to mount a rescue, to come and to get you, that's not going to happen. You're on your own. And I think it's time for good-hearted patriots to understand that they're going to have to do whatever it takes to try and get out of there. But do not rely on Joe Biden. Do not rely on Kamala Harris. Do not rely on the Biden Pentagon. Now, CNN and Fox News and the Washington Post have actually hired their own security teams, and they are working overtime to get their staffers and their Afghani employees out of the country. The Wall Street Journal, too, says it evacuated all of its workers out of Kabul on Saturday after a week of repeated attempts that included attacks on some workers. The Washington Post and the New York Times have helped dozens of employees escape Afghanistan. Meanwhile, they're asking the Biden administration for assistance. And so they realize what we all understand, that Biden is not going to be of any help here. The guy can't even wake up before noontime. Now, according to CNN, many of the people who they evacuated were interpreters, were guides, local journalists. They call them stringers. That's what they call those folks. And they've been doing this under the radar, getting their people out of harm's way. Fox News says they have evacuated several Afghan associates who assisted with the war coverage over the years, along with their families. So good for those organizations. At least they have the moral courage to do the right thing here. Because the easy thing to do is what Joe Biden is doing, which is absolutely nothing, is to leave these people behind. And what is it that we said on this radio program as soon as this story broke, 2 weeks ago? That these people left behind enemy lines were going to become what? They were going to become collateral damage. That's what we're looking at here. Well, God bless Rob O'Neill. You might remember him, one of the Navy SEALs. He's the guy that shot bin Laden, killed him. So Rob O'Neill has an idea of what we need to be doing here. He was on Fox News Channel. Let's listen to cut number 9, please.
I don't want to be in charge, but if I was, I want to get the Americans? Cool. Give me 9 guys. I'm going to walk through the streets, and I'm going to kill everyone I see, and I'm going to grab the Americans. It is not difficult. But we have these people who are in charge that are a disgrace. I'm amazed that there hasn't been at least 30 generals and admirals that haven't resigned or been fired today. But we won't, because we have a commander-in-chief that was put there through whatever happened at 4 in the morning on election night. This is not...
So what Rob O'Neill said is that he just needs 9 guys? Is that what he said? He needs 9 guys. And you walk down the streets, you shoot anything that's not American. And that's how you have to go into these things here, folks. We're in the middle of this is a war zone. All right, the Taliban, very bad, evil people. You can't trust these people. I know that Joe Biden and his administration are literally on bended knee begging and pleading that they have mercy on us. They are not going to have mercy on us. Let's understand that. Let's understand what's at stake. What we need are businessmen like Ross Perot's of the world. And I'm going to tell you the story of what happened when some of Ross Perot's employees got stuck, got captured in Iran. He didn't rely on Jimmy Carter to get them out. So I think we're going to see a lot of other people doing what CNN, Wall Street Journal, Fox News are doing. All right, what would you do? How do you get these people out? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. First night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS. It was really one of those, you know, I don't know, surreal moments. We were just sitting backstage in this tent. The tent didn't have air conditioning, which was nice, but it was just a mud floor. And Mike Lindell and I were just hanging out, sitting around talking, and I told him how much we appreciate the great things he's doing for our radio program, and he's been a longtime supporter of the mission here, and we support Mike Lindell as well. You know what? The guy literally keeps taking punches. I mean, they beat him up in Sioux City a couple of weeks ago, but he keeps on fighting. And I asked him, I said, how you doing? And he says, oh, we're doing well. The company's doing well. I mean, no. I'm like, Mike, how are you doing? He's good. And we just had a good conversation. And I got to tell you, this is why it's important for us to support Mike. And not just because he's a great American patriot, but he's putting together some incredible products for us, like the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Mike was able to find the world's best cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft. It's very breathable, but it's also very durable. I've got the Giza sheets. They're just incredible. They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And, folks, I'm telling you, you lay down on the sheets, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else again. I can promise you that. And Mike is offering up, just for our listeners, a sale of the year. For a limited time, we are going to get 50% off the Giza Dream bed sheets. That means you're going to get a new set of sheets for as low as $49.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS, and you're also going to get some incredible discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Again, MyPillow.com, use the promo code STARNS, or if you want to pick up the phone, you can do that, 800-839-8506, and again, use that promo code, my last name, STARNS. So look, the reality is that there are still tens of thousands of Americans trapped in Afghanistan. Now, late last night, our good friend, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, shared some information. We have this on our website. He said that hundreds of Afghan refugees were being unloaded at Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C. Not Americans escaping, but Afghani nationals.
And we're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, that are now being offloaded from jetliners and are being housed in the Expo Center there in Washington, D.C. Now, I want you to understand, based on what the Pentagon has told us, these people have not been tested for the China virus. These people have not even been vetted. So we don't know if any of these able-bodied young men that were on these jetliners are, in fact, Islamic radicals or members of Al-Qaeda or ISIS. We don't know. But it doesn't look good. Meanwhile, you've got all these Americans that are trapped in Afghanistan. Now, this reminded me of a story back in the 1970s. Now, some of our older listeners, you guys might remember this. I was in elementary school when all this was going down. But there's an incredible book about Ross Perot and what he did to save, to rescue his employees who were trapped in Iran. Now, back in the 1970s, all you know what was breaking loose in Iran. The Shah was about to be thrown out of the country. The Ayatollahs were about to take charge. And Ross Perot had two employees that were in Iran, and they were arrested, falsely accused. And the Ayatollahs were demanding something like, I don't know, $12 million in bail. That's what they were wanting. So they were thrown into one of the most fortified prisons in the entire country. So what did Ross Perot do? The guy was a multi-bazillionaire, very influential Texan. And so he called up to the White House. They tried to go through the diplomatic routes, but nobody was able to help them. They reached out to the government, and the government failed them. So here's what Ross Perot did. And I suspect we're going to see more of this happening in Afghanistan. Ross Perot wrote out a couple of checks, pulled out the checkbook, and he created his own task force. He got some political experts. He got some legal experts. And then he called a former Army colonel, a guy by the name of Bull Simons. Now, this is back in the day when you didn't have any of these woke generals. By the way, Trump just ripped them a new one on Saturday. But this was a time in American history where you had some pretty incredible military personnel. They were not woke. And Bull Simons actually led a raid back in the 1970s in North Vietnam, and he freed a lot of prisoners of war. So anyway, you've got to imagine this conversation. And Ross Perot, if you remember Ross Perot, he was a short little fella, not very tall, and skinny as a rail. And he had this high-pitched voice and this Texas accent. Hello, I'm Ross Perot. That's it. That's exactly, I mean, just very nasal, just a great, it's one of those quintessential voices. And if you can imagine him calling up Bull Simons on the phone one day, Bull, this is Ross Perot. I need your help. I've got some boys that are trapped over in Iran, and I need you to go over there and rescue them boys. Can you do it? Now, if it had been any other American, they would have said, well, you know what, Ross, how much are you going to pay me? What's this going to look like? Let me think about it. Let me consult with my agents. Let me consult with my brand managers. Now, that's not what Bull Simons says. According to this incredible book that was written about this story, Bull Simons, he's got the phone in his hand, and he only asked one question. One question. When do we start? That was it. So they put together this plan, and they literally created a commando team. God, I loved America back when we could do stuff like this. They created a commando team, and they sent this team over there, and folks, believe it or not, they were able to rescue those two men. They broke into the prison, and they did it by creating some sort of a diversion. So they created a riot in the prison. They were able to go in, rescue the two guys, and get them out of the country without firing a single shot. It's a great American story. And the name of the book, by the way, and Grace will post a link to this on the live show blog, it's called On Wings of Eagles. And it tells the story of this incredible rescue. That's the kind of American ingenuity that we're going to need now, ladies and gentlemen. That's the kind of American ingenuity that's what it's going to take if we're going to get all of these people out of Afghanistan. We need our military to start behaving like the French and the British. And let me rephrase that. We need to let our government, this is the government. At least I hope it is. And I hope this is not the decision of the woke generals. But somebody's got to let our military do the jobs. And if that requires gunning down every member of the Taliban that stands in their way, so be it. I'm still of the opinion that if they harm a single American citizen, that we just simply destroy a city. We've got to send a message to these people. They need to understand that we're playing hardball here. And this is why we need Donald Trump back in the White House. And I'm telling you, folks, God help us if we don't. All you people out there that are there, and there are a lot that still want to relitigate. There are genuine people who literally think Donald Trump is still the president and is just waiting for the right moment to jump back into the White House. Folks, that's not going to happen. That is not reality. And I don't mean to make you have a bad day here, but you've got to understand what's going on and what is at stake. We have got to take back the Congress. We've got to take back the House. We've got to take back the Senate. And we've got to pave the way for Donald Trump to become president, because I'm telling you, I don't even think Ron DeSantis can fix what is broken right now in America. But Donald Trump can. He did it once, and he can do it again. I truly believe that. All right, look, we're going to take a break here. Opening up the phone lines. Our website, by the way, is toddstearns.com. If you are new to the show, I would encourage you to go check out our free newsletter and our podcast, downloads for you at toddstearns.com. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Stearns.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to drop by a little bit later. Also, we're going to talk to a state lawmaker out of Iowa. That's Jeff Stein country. This guy, the state representative, authored a bill that makes it requires students to recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day. It's a public, if you're in a public school, you recite the pledge every day. And the governor signed it into law. So this guy gets this nasty voicemail from this lady who was clearly triggered by the Pledge of Allegiance. I got to tell you, the mouth on that one, woo, sweet mercy. She was saying stuff that would have made Quentin Tarantino blush. I mean, it was horrible, just horrible. So anyway, we're going to talk to that state lawmaker. Also, our good friend Andy Biggs, the chairman of the House Reading Caucus, wants to weigh in on the latest developments out of Afghanistan. But I'm curious, what would you do? The Biden administration clearly turning a blind eye to all of this. They are, as a matter of fact, Biden all but acknowledged that people were going to die. I mean, you've got people that are literally trapped in their homes. We had a congressman on, a former congressman, Mark Walker from North Carolina, on Friday's show, said that he was getting firsthand reports of Christian Afghanis who are being tortured. He told us the story of a family who refused to recant their faith in Christ, and they brought a family member out, an uncle, and they literally skinned the guy alive. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Lakeland, Tennessee. Jim is listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, Afghanistan, what I would do, I would go after them and tell them if they harm one American, that shortly that country would cease to exist.
You see, Jim, you and I, we were raised the same way because this is how they should have dealt with the problem years ago when George W. Bush was president.
Correct.
Jim,
I mean, just why he did not pull these all these people, get all these people out, and then pull the troops out, I will never understand.
Jim, I'm going along the lines of stupidity and ignorance, but there's a part of me that wonders if this is all intentional, that if this was really meant to disparage America, to demoralize our troops, to give us a black eye with all of our allies. I'm wondering, and I hate to, you hate to think that, but you wonder if this is all part of that radical progressive plot to take down America.
Well, that's true. I've thought about that, but you know, that country could have a next weather forecast of overcast and 5,000 degrees too.
A little breezy. Got to get that suntan. Got to get that suntan lotion.
That's right.
Jim, I like the way you think. God bless you, sir, and thank you for listening to us. Thank you for listening to KWAM, the conservative blowtorch for the Mid-South. What was that forecast? A little windy and 5,000 degrees.
Yeah, I think he said overcast.
Overcast.
5,000 degrees.
But it's a fair point, Grace. I mean, you've got to, these people are not rational thinking individuals. You can't go and negotiate with these people. And I'm glad they got Clarissa Ward out of there. Look, she did a great job reporting and bringing on all of that. She did a great job out there bringing us those reports. But I'm telling you, it was way too dangerous. Reporters, networks, if you've got a female reporter in Afghanistan, you need to get them out of there. If you've got an LGBT reporter, get them out of there. It is way too dangerous. The Taliban will not think twice about just executing you right on the spot. And we are getting those reports going door to door, and they have some sort of a technology. My understanding is from some of the reporting I've seen that they actually know who the Afghanis are who were working with the Americans. And they're going door to door. And they're literally executing people in front of their children. And if they have young daughters, the Taliban, they're taking the young daughters away. It is a frightening thing. And meanwhile, you have people like Kamala Harris, who just landed in Vietnam. She was asked about this, and she laughed. She laughed, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is a little difficult to hear, but this is a reporter asking her about the attacks and the Americans left behind. Cut number 8.
On the issue of Afghanistan. And to that end, we have seen a successful drawdown of the embassy.
And that's all she said. Yeah, the drawdown of the embassy, they told people to get out of there and lock themselves inside their homes. But there's some other audio out there where she's coming off an airplane, and somebody asked her, one of the reporters asked her about the situation, and she cackled. What's wrong with these people? What is wrong with these people? By the way, did you catch the Biden press conference yesterday? He forgot a reporter's question. He forgot his own FEMA director's name. You're telling me that they're not having conversations behind closed doors to invoke the 25th? I don't know, folks. I don't think Biden makes it to the end of the year based on what we're seeing. By the way, speaking of FEMA, got to tell you about this situation in Waverly, Tennessee. This is where Loretta Lynn has her big ranch over there. She's lived there for decades. And the ranch heavily, heavily damaged. We understand one of the employees there was swept away. What are they saying? 21, 22 people are dead now. Dozens more are missing. And it was all because of a flash flood. I mean, that, you know, how many times have we heard the weather guys tell us, hey, look, there's a flash flood. You got to get inside, get to high ground. And clearly, and that's what happened. And nobody got to high ground. They didn't have time. 15 inches of rain, and it created a wall of water. And you could be looking at a very, very bad situation there in Waverly, Tennessee. That is just to the west of the Nashville area. For those of you who maybe travel along Interstate 40, you know where that is. But we certainly want to keep all those good people in our thoughts and our prayers. Isn't it interesting? This happens in New York City. It's wall-to-wall news coverage. Something like this happens in the southern states or the Midwest, nobody cares. But we care on this radio program. We care. Oh, one other thing. I've got to bring this up to you. So this Trump rally, what were they telling us? The mainstream media was, oh, my, look at all those people. They're not wearing masks. It's a super spreader event. Everybody's going to get the China virus. And I blame Donald Trump. So meanwhile, yes, there was a massive crowd in Alabama gathered to hear President Trump, and they were not wearing masks. Meanwhile, in New York City, CNN was hosting that We Love New York massive concert. They had thousands and thousands of people gathered in Central Park. Masks were not required, and nobody said a word about that. Oh, isn't that a beautiful thing? All those thousands of people, shoulder to shoulder, loving America. Apparently, the only way you can get the China virus is by going to church or a Donald Trump rally. Go figure. Hey, hang tight. Open lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today. We've got so much going on here, folks. And by the way, if you did not see my speech at the Trump rally on Saturday in Alabama, we have now posted that on toddstarnes.com, and you'll be able to watch the entire speech. And we just had a wonderful time, got to meet some great folks, including Marjorie Taylor Greene was there, Liz Harrington, Mike Lindell, of course, Mo Brooks, and tons of our listeners who came over and said hello, and we just had a wonderful time. And Grace turned into the normally she's the executive producer of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, but you were the official photographer Saturday.
Got to multitask.
That was a fun trip, though. The whole team went down.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast.
And I noticed that it took us less time to get back than it did going. So,
you know, that tends to be the case because you're really excited to get where you're going. But then to go home, it's normally not as fun.
And when you're going 95 miles an hour.
Well, yeah.
That helps.
Yeah. Let's just say you weren't the one driving.
I was taking a nap. Absolutely. All right. Hey, our telephone number, we've got a few folks on hold. Hang tight, guys. We're going to get to your calls. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program. He is chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona on the line. Congressman, over the weekend, first of all, good to have you with us. Over the weekend, President Biden coming back out, forgetting the name of his FEMA director, and it seemed to me he was basically telling these people trapped in Afghanistan, some of you people are probably not going to make it.
Yeah, you know, Todd, it's an interesting thing that of the people that we are evacuating now, only a fraction of those are actually American citizens. The rest are Afghanis or others, right? So it's no surprise that we've got a president who has cognitive disability. I mean, we saw that decline during the campaign season. But this is what you get. He doesn't really know what's going on. I don't think he's running the show. And so we have this huge mess going on over there in Afghanistan. And he doesn't know why, and he doesn't know how to extricate us from that mess.
You know, Congressman, I was watching Fox a couple of days ago. They had Rob O'Neill, the guy who shot bin Laden. He said all he needed was about 9 ex-Navy SEALs, give them some weapons, and they can go over there and get people out. And he said the process is you shoot people who are not American. What do we need to do? I mean, is that the idea? I mean, do we pull a Ross Perot, and are we going to start seeing American companies sending over private security teams to pull their people out?
Two points on that. Number one, I think that we could. The reason we're not getting our people out is because not because we don't have the capacity or capability. It's because we don't have the will and the leadership. That's why this is what this has turned into, the debacle it's turned into. So that's the first point. And the second point is, if we really had the will, you're going to see that. That's what's going to happen. Private companies are going to get private security. And I have some very good friends that were former CIA, et cetera, who engage in this type of thing. And I suspect they're busy right now planning extrication of some people. But the other thing is, we gave up Bagram Air Base, and that's not too many miles away from Kabul. And what we did is we gave the enemy a single choke point, and they're choking it off. And you know, I'm not a war hawk by any stretch, but we need to perhaps look at if they're going to keep Americans hostage, maybe we need to go in and take Bagram Base back, and then now we've got 2 points, and we can almost quadruple our evacuation efforts in that way. But there are solutions that could be reached if we had leadership and the will at the highest levels of the Biden regime.
I mean, I would like to have thought, and again, we weren't privileged to the conversations that President Trump had with the Taliban, but I would he alluded to the tough talk during his speech on Saturday, and I would like to imagine that our president told the leaders of the Taliban, you hurt one American, and we're just going to destroy one of your cities. You hurt two, we're going to take out two cities. And again, I think the Taliban and I think the Islamic radicals, they understand tough talk. They don't understand. I mean, this is a surrender. What we have done is we have surrendered, Congressman.
Yeah. No, so you've got just a way to think of it. These are 12th century barbarians. I mean, I don't know how else to say that. And so they respond to force and leverage points of force against them. The head of the Taliban, in a translation, said he was absolutely floored that they didn't encounter any resistance to take Kabul from the Americans. So what you have happening here is a failure. And the other thing that's going on here is there are freedom fighters from the Afghan government. You know, they didn't flee the country. They stayed there and they're fighting. They've actually retaken 3 provinces and nobody's hearing about that. So this is a country in civil war and we can't bring it under control. And one other point real quick, Todd, I'll make this real quick. Mike Pompeo gave us a briefing last week and he said, basically, this is the way it went with President Trump. On day one, there were agreements put in place. If the Taliban violated those agreements on day one, on day two, the U.S. and the Afghan security forces would seek retribution, and it would be swift and it would be strong. And on day three, Mike Pompeo would call him and said, now you guys did this on one, you violated the agreement, which is why we came in with superior punishment, and so let's stop it. And guess what? It resulted in something like 12 months to a year and a half with no attacks even being made on American personnel. That's what strength and force means to our adversary. Fleeing with your tail between your legs gives them strength and gives them courage.
Congressman, I just don't take anything at face value, and it's rather interesting that the mainstream media, CNN, MSDNC, the whole nine yards, they have all just radically turned on President Biden. And I'm a little suspicious of that. I'm wondering, is it possible, and maybe I'm a bad person for thinking this, but we're all just assuming this is sheer incompetence. But is it possible that whoever is pulling the strings at the White House actually wanted this to happen? Because, man, our position in the world has been diminished as a result of all of this.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I used to think like the border crisis, I initially thought, well, they're just incompetent. Then you realize it isn't incompetence. That's willful. You know, that's terrible to say, but it's true. I can't figure out what the motivation is here for such utter incompetence. But I think we're going to find out that there were briefings and information that foretold of this. This is, I mean, I think we all could see this. My thought was when we evacuated Bagram, I said, this is not going to go well for us because we're fleeing and we're giving literally hundreds of airplanes and vehicles, millions of rounds of ammunition. We're leaving it there. You just look at it and you say, how can anybody do this be this incompetent? I mean, that's the fair question to ask. How could you be so incompetent? I mean, that was President Trump said we're not leaving a stick of material there, and we're not leaving a single American there.
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
All right, Congressman, yeah. I hate to do this, but we are up against a break. We thank you for your good work, and keep us updated on what's happening up there on Capitol Hill.
Will do. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for all you do.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs, folks, from Arizona, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, and it is a fair question to ask, how can anybody be this incompetent? But I smell a rat somewhere, and we're going to get to the bottom of that, but something just doesn't pass the smell test, especially when you have folks like Andrea Mitchell over at MSDNC. Let's play this soundbite. Cut number 10, please.
They feel that the rug was pulled out from under them. You hear criticism from the Brits, from Germany, from France, and that is really hurting American position overseas. And these cables, the dissent memo and these cables now from the Afghan employees at the State Department we've got in the last 24 hours are devastating. We have destroyed morale.
And that is contrary to what Joe Biden told the nation yesterday, that all the allies are on board with us. All right, let's go to the phones real quick here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260. What is there? Grace Baker, what did I just do? 5926.
It's okay, Todd. It's only Monday. It's 901-260-5926.
Thank
just
you, Grace
for our toll-free
Baker.
Numbers down.
All right, let's go to Tom in Georgia listening to us on WDUN. All right, Tom, what's on your mind?
Well, food for thought. And thank you for all the great things you do for us patriots in America, Todd. But I never noticed it, but a friend of mine in the Atlanta area, inner city, and I were talking. We were talking about the way the vice president chuckles and laughs and giggles. And I was told by her, she says, don't you realize that's what happens when people smoke a lot of marijuana? I said, I was totally clueless, but now that I think about it, it might have some truth in it.
Is that right? You're telling me that that's one of the signs is maybe you're a pothead or smoking pot is that you laugh at inappropriate times?
I was told that and never thought about it because
wow.
I was never around it, but I can't say that it isn't true.
Well, it's just bizarre. I mean, she just has a bad habit of doing this, and maybe that is a fair question to ask. I'm not sure what the drug testing policies are up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but maybe that's why they're so upset about wanting to redo the Rose Garden.
It might be. But anyway, I guess food for thought.
All right. Tom, that's something to think about. All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. I mean, maybe yeah, they're pulling up the rose bushes and they're putting in a crop of marijuana. Medical, of course. So Tom seems to think that the reason why Kamala Harris is laughing at inappropriate times is because she might possibly be smoking the doobie. All right, look, we're going to take a break here. Hang tight. We're getting to your calls, opening up the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. ToddStarnes.com is the website. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
You know, Grace Baker, I just thought about this. They had a cover band, and they were a great band.
They were really good.
At the Trump rally, and they were killing it. They did the Redneck Woman song. I love that song.
It's called the Redneck Woman song?
Well, I'm a redneck woman.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, it's a great song. Wow. And so anyway, that's one of my favorite songs.
I guess we need to get that in the rotation.
But here's, you know what? That would be great if we could. But I will say this. I was thinking about, okay, fine, if Biden's not going to let the military do their thing, what we ought to do is get, like, I don't know, a battalion of Southern redneck women, give them cast iron skillets and AR-15s,
oh, God.
And I guarantee you they'd clean house with the Taliban.
You got that right.
There would be a come-to-Jesus meeting with those Muslims.
I think there'd be multiple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they'd be... They better get those virgins in the afterlife lined up because a lot
right.
of Islamic radicals are heading your way.
Woo!
Woo! I'm a redneck woman. I'm just saying.
All right. Or, well, no, I'm not going to say. I won't go that far. All right, let's go to the phones here. Cordova, Tennessee. Richard, listening to us on KWAM. All right, Richard, what is on your mind today?
Hi, John. I'll get right to the point. As far as Biden's motivation for doing what he's doing, I have to hark back to an old truism about politics, and that truism is, in politics, nothing, absolutely nothing, happens by accident. Everything is planned, and you can bet this is planned as well. I don't know what the rationale is behind it. I can suspect, but I don't know. And about the only thing I can say is that there is an anti-American push behind it. Biden, historically, since his time began in his political career, has been anti-American. He has never taken our side in anything. Why would we think he's going to change at this point in the game? He's not gonna. And if you watch when they're interviewing him, or I use that word interviewing very loosely, you notice that he never tips his head to the side in either direction. And the reason for that is because if he did, the fondue that's inside his skull would leak out his ears.
The fondue. Richard, well, that's a beautiful visual image for talk radio.
Okay, I can't cause you any more trouble now. Richard, I'll line up for somebody else.
All right, thanks for the call, Richard. Fondue. Fondue Biden. Wow. Fondue for brains, is that what he's saying, basically? All right, well, let's go to the beautiful state of Maine. Mike, listening to us on WLOB. Mike, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, listen. The folks out there are making a big comparison to what's going on today over in Afghanistan to the evacuation in Saigon in 75. What the people need to do is they need to look up Operation Frequent Wind. That was the code name for the evacuation plan in Saigon. And once Da Nang fell, the operation was put into effect on basically was on Armed Forces Radio, was the clue to go. And what they did was, when they came on, they said, it's 105 degrees in Vietnam today. And they played White Christmas by Bing Crosby. That was the go sign for this operation. It was April 29th and April 30th of 75. Now, they had already set up pre-planned air sites for evacuation by helicopter and ground evacuation routes. They had been already doing fixed-wing operations out of Tonson Hood Air Base, but they started taking mortar attacks, so they had to shut down a fixed wing.
So, Mike, real quick, because we're coming up on the break here, so you're telling me that there is no comparison between Saigon and Afghanistan.
Yeah. Have your folks, everybody out there, just look up Operation Frequent Wind. The original code name was Talon Vice, but the name was compromised, so they went to Operation Frequent Wind. All you people out there, read this. You'll see the major difference between this and what's going on now.
All right, good stuff, Mike. We're going to do that. And, Grace, let's Google that and get a link to it up on our live show blog. Because history is important. History matters. And this is why I get so angry when the left tries to eradicate our history, folks. Because we've got to know this kind of stuff. Do you think kids in school are learning about that? No, of course not. By the way, now more than ever, it is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. And that's why I support Patriot Mobile, and they support this radio program. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, they actually do something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. If you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use the promo code Todd. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. Veterans, first responders, you're going to save even more. And the switching is so easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Hang tight. More calls from our great listeners coming up, plus Marjorie Taylor Greene. That number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Still working on that 800 line. I don't know what the deal is. By the way, this story just in from our good friend Jeff Stein, KXEL radio station there in Iowa. Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat, was on a television show, and I want to read this quote to you. She says, "We have hospitals right here in Des Moines, and they have no more beds left. You have a heart attack, guess what? You're out of luck. Your child gets in a car accident, unfortunately, they're out of luck." Well, holy crap. What she's saying is, there are no more hospital beds, and so if your kid gets hit by a car, you're just going to let him die in the street. So God bless television station WHO Channel 13, because they actually investigated what she said. And they did a report, and they said they were unable to find any hospital in Iowa that can no longer accept patients in emergency situations. In other words, the congresswoman was lying to you. And I suspect that's the same in many other cities. They're telling us the hospitals are filled to overflowing and there is no more room for anybody, when in fact there is. That is happening right here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast our radio show. So, again, folks, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and you've got to do your due diligence. You've got to do your homework. And you folks in Mississippi, God be with you, because your health director is threatening to arrest you if you do not quarantine, if you test positive for the virus. We'll get into that a little bit later. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, who happened to be down in Cullman, Alabama over the weekend. That was a lot of fun, Congresswoman.
Yes, it was great to see you there, Todd.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun. And did you guys drive down from Georgia?
Actually, I had been in Iowa a few days before that. Then I was in Ohio. And then we came down to Alabama for President Trump's gigantic rally, which was so amazing.
It was
unbelievable. I got to go home for one day, and now I'm back in D.C.
Well, look, that speech that he gave, and my understanding is I think the president alluded to this, he started out with that infamous scene from Patton, the movie, and he said that was a last-minute thing he had the staff do, but I really felt like it set the tone and the tenor for his incredible speech Saturday night.
Oh, it did. It completely did. It was fantastic. Well, you know, President Trump, he's definitely one of the people, and that's why he relates to the people. So that was a great clip of Patton, and this is where we are in America. I can't even believe it, Todd. We have a president that has completely violated his oath, guilty of dereliction of duty. He must be impeached, has abandoned thousands of Americans over in Afghanistan and Afghan allies under the Taliban, who is imposing Sharia law. And this is beyond anything that I can ever comprehend. And if Democrats ever want to say they care about women, well, they are liars, because Sharia law is the most violent form of Islam, and women are abused, women are mistreated, women are not equal, and so it's beyond comprehension. I can't even believe where we are.
Marjorie, I'm curious. Let's say you're president of the United States, and you're negotiating with the Taliban to release all these Americans. What do you tell them?
Well, first off, Todd, I would never have put America in this position. I would have followed exactly the plan that President Trump laid out, which was so perfect. President Trump laid out a perfect plan. I talked with him on the phone about it. He was going to first have all the Americans pulled out. Second would have been the Afghan allies, while they were vetted in Afghanistan to make sure that these are actually the people that helped our military troops that we really appreciate. So they would be moved out second. And then last, before completely leaving, would be the military. So no man would have been left behind, and President Trump had a great plan, and that is exactly what I would have done too. So I wouldn't be in this situation having to pay off the Taliban, negotiate with the Taliban, ask them, please, can we stay past August 31st, where the Taliban has already said no. So this is disgraceful to our entire country. Joe Biden has dishonored our military and veterans that have served there, lost their lives, lost limbs, and that is why Joe Biden must be impeached. We cannot allow him to get away with this.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend from the great state of Georgia, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie, the other big story is this hypocrisy from the left. You know, all, on Saturday in New York City, while you and I were gathered with, 35, 40,000 people, that massive unmasked crowd in Alabama, there was also another massive unmasked crowd gathered in New York City, Central Park, for a big concert. And I find it interesting. I was looking at the media coverage. They were celebrating that. That was a celebration of America in New York City. But they were calling the Trump rally a super spreader event. And then you had video, which we have on our website, of Nancy Pelosi holding a fundraiser, a high-dollar fundraiser in wine country, Napa Valley. All of the high-dollar guests were not wearing masks, but the servants were all masked up.
Yeah, here we are. We find ourselves, Todd, living in a time where Democrats are forcing children to be masked. They say, mask your children, mask your face. You have to get vaccinated. And if you don't comply with their rules, then all of a sudden we're second-class citizens. They sit there in full hypocrisy and accuse us and call us super spreaders and call us all these terrible names while they literally do the same thing themselves. And so, you know, the Democrats are showing us exactly who they are. That's why when people have pushed back on me about impeaching Joe Biden, you know, here's what I have to say. Bill Clinton was impeached for lying about sex. President Trump was impeached for a phone call and then impeached for a second time for a three-hour riot at the Capitol that he had nothing to do with. If we cannot impeach Joe Biden for what he has done to this country by leaving our Americans stranded and handing them over in a hostage crisis to Afghanistan, then who are we as Republicans? And how are we even serving this country? And then secondly, they say, but Marjorie, you'll be making Kamala Harris president. You know what I think about that, Todd? She wouldn't even count. It would not be a legitimate first woman president. You want to know why? We didn't elect her. And she couldn't even earn 2% under her Democratic presidential primary. And Kamala Harris would be exposed for exactly what she is. We're seeing Joe Biden for who he is. We need to expose Kamala Harris for who she is. We need to expose the entire Democrat Party, and the American people need to see it for themselves. And then we need to defeat them in 22 and defeat them in 24. Never, ever let our elections be meddled with. Never, ever again allow Democrats to take us down this horrible road that they have done.
Well said. All right, Marjorie, we're going to leave it there. It was great seeing you. You got huge applause from the audience. And, of course, the president mentioned you from the podium, and the crowd went bonkers. So you got to feel great about that.
Oh, I'm just honored to have his support, and I respect him so much. He's the greatest president of my lifetime, and I believe in United States history. So thank you, and all the people as well. They're so incredible. Thank you so much, Todd, and you keep doing this show. You tell the truth every day, and America needs you.
Well, thanks for saying that, Marjorie, and we're big fans of yours. Ladies and gentlemen, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We will have the interview up on our podcast, which you can download free after the show. You can do that at toddstarns.com. But she raises a great point about the hypocrisy here. Barack Obama holding that massive party, which actually turned out to be a super spreader event, but the mainstream media refused to cover it. Instead, what do? They went and attacked the good people, the bikers of America, who were gathered by the thousands in Sturgis in South Dakota. By the way, there was no super spreader event there. They were going bonkers over that in the media. But there was not a super spreader event. Instead, it happened at Martha's Vineyard. And then you have Nancy Pelosi holding an unmasked fundraiser in the Napa Valley of California. And you've got to see this video. We have the video on our website, folks. It's unbelievable. The servants, the little people, they were wearing the masks. But Pelosi and all the high-dollar guests, they were feasting on their food and drinking their wine, and there was not a face mask in sight. Again, this is all part of the Democrats, and we've seen this play out in socialist countries. One set of rules for the ruling class, another set for all of the rest of us. And they don't care. They're openly flaunting it. openly. They don't care because they know the mainstream media's got their back here. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, opening up the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Show. Where's Grace Baker? Turn your phone on.
Turn my phone on?
I mean, turn your mic on.
Man, at first you get the phone number wrong.
Right?
Now.
Oh, it's crazy. So I posted about the Moderna vaccine on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
And I'll share with you what I wrote, Grace. I said, 3 weeks ago, my cardiologist recommended I should get the Moderna vaccine. I followed my doctor's advice. 3 days later, the chest pain started, leading to being hospitalized last week when my blood pressure spiked. Side effects, the doctors say, no way of knowing when it will subside.
I remember that.
All you know what is breaking loose.
Oh,
I've got
I'm
all
sure.
These, all these leftists are now accusing me of making it up. It never happened.
Really?
That I have not. You know what? Maybe they would like to pay my hospital bill.
I was going
to
say you could just send them your bill, then they might believe you.
Maybe they want to pick up the copay. And we can let them handle that.
We can make that happen.
Look, and again, so this is the whole point. I'm not telling you not to get the vaccine, Grace. I'm just saying, hey, look, if you get the Moderna, and I wrote this, if you get the Moderna vaccine, be sure to ask about possible heart issues and watch your blood pressure.
Well, shortly after that happened, I shared something about the Moderna vaccine in particular was affecting people with heart issues. There was a whole study.
Thank you.
There was a study.
A study.
And I literally go, this is exactly what you're describing. So clearly other people have had issues with it.
But they don't want you to know that. They want you, this pro-vaccine crowd, these people are just as bad as the anti-vax crowd. They're all both very bad. And then all the rest of us are in the middle. And they're, you know, because you know what happened when I announced this. What kind of hate mail did we get around here?
A lot. I'm not going to lie.
You betrayed us. You betrayed us.
Again, like a cult.
Well, you know what? I wasn't doing it for you. No, no offense. But, you know, this is what my doctor told me to do. And you should do the same thing.
Yes. Agreed.
I mean, good.
Maybe just don't give Moderna.
Good golly. Right. Well, yeah. But I would ask. You see, I didn't know to ask.
Sure.
And the reason why, Grace, is they don't want you to know about this because they're afraid it might give people a pause.
Yeah.
They say, well, wait a second here.
Because if you had known about the study beforehand, you would probably ask a few more questions, right? I mean, heck, your doctor probably didn't even know about the study, you know?
And my concern here is because they say, well, the second dose that really gets you.
Oh, that's not good news for
you,
Todd.
So I'm sitting here going, okay, well, what does that mean? So
that's not good news.
So look, the good news is that I think it's just a pain issue and I can deal with the pain. I don't like taking a lot of drugs, don't like taking a lot of medicine, but the blood pressure thing is still not under control and I'm having it just knocks you out, Grace.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this morning I was supposed to be in early and I could barely get up out of bed. You know, they got this blood pressure that just, you know,
spiky.
It does.
Gosh.
So anyway, I don't know what to tell these people, but it is what it is.
You can't make them happy, Todd. That's all
no,
I'm going to say.
No, you can't. You can't. So anyway, but you know what? Here on this show, it's about transparency. That is what this is all about. All right. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Mark from the Villages wants to weigh in on Afghanistan. Mark, what's going on?
Todd, how you doing today?
Good.
You're earning your keep these last couple weeks, you guys over there. I'll tell you what, there's so many topics to hit on. I don't know where to begin. You know, this administration doesn't care about the people in the United States. It's very apparent. The Boxer Rock Squad, they don't care either. They're probably laughing at this. You know, you've got people over there in Afghanistan that have been training for 20 years, 300,000 plus, only to take off when you were going to fight. You know, I would just do a Chuck Norris and bring people over in there and do what you need to do to get them people out. Because it's very apparent that this is all about getting votes. to hell with the Americans over there. Get the people in this country that we feel that can give us the votes that we need. This administration is a joke.
You know, Mark, let me, you know, I want to ask your thought about this. And maybe I'm it's bad for me to feel this way. But my problem is all these able-bodied Afghani men. I mean, why aren't they fighting the Taliban? And I just don't get that. I've been hearing reports that the army was full of corruption. The soldiers were not getting paid. There was all sorts of chaos. I get that. But I just don't understand how the whole country, the men in that country, would just surrender and hand over their wives and daughters to the Taliban.
A lot of them are just uneducated. I heard when they got their diplomas, some of them had them upside down. They showed some training videos where they thought it was a joke when they were doing their exercise. They don't care. These people don't care. But if they're instructed to blow up a country, oh, they know how to do that. Because, you know, they'll just arm them up and then send them various places to blow this country up. It's just they're not educated. They're just not educated, and that's the problem. And that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a poverty stricken country that doesn't have a proper education. You can't train them. They've been fighting for thousands of years, or how many years they've been fighting for, and all they know how to do is they're trained to kill people, it seems. You know, it's just we're dealing with a bunch of ignorant people. It's just crazy that this country has to deal with this. And we know this administration, they don't care about getting these people over here from Afghan. Like you said, you don't know who you're bringing into this country. They're not vetted. You don't know what they're up to. You don't know what sleeper cells there are. You know, I have a friend that went to a place called Sharky's in New York 2 weeks prior to the towers coming down. He walked into a restaurant. He said he saw this curtain closed with one guy sitting on a seat. And he said that guy, you could look right through his soul. It was just evil with all these guys in there. Well, cut a long story short, they were the ones that took down the towers, and he had firsthand, he spotted them, and he told us the story a couple of days ago. I was in total shock. He said he said it was like looking right through their souls, but he saw them firsthand before it all happened, but he had no idea they were going to do this.
Evil, just evil, evil. All right, Mark, we're going to have to leave it there. Good call, as always. But I'm with, you know what, Mark's got a great point. Let's just go Chuck Norris on their butts. You know, send some folks over there. You know, General Boykin, who used to be in charge of Delta Force, I guarantee you he'd be happy to lead a team. And they'd take care of business over there. But we got to keep, again, Franklin Graham on Sunday, National Day of Prayer for all of the people that are trapped over there. And let's just pray that our military, they're going to be able to get out there and do their jobs and do what they're supposed to do. Folks, got to take a break here. We're going to go right to the phone lines when we come back. Sherry in Georgia, hang tight. You are up on deck. And turns out she's got a Moderna story. We're going to be opening up the phone lines, 901-260-5926. All you people going back to school, will you go back to school if your university forces you to get the vaccine? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. So welcome to hour three of the big show. Good to have you with us today. Busy news day. By the way, President Biden is holding a briefing. He's now urging all you people to get vaccinated now that the FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine. He says the Delta variant is dangerous and there is no time to waste. He also says you children out there, all the children of the world, need to wear a mask. And children, if you're going to be around Joe Biden, I would recommend wearing some sort of a head covering so he doesn't sniff your hair. I'm just telling you. So this press conference going on right now says there's no time to waste. As a matter of fact, you people who live in Mississippi, pay attention because your health official, what do they call him? The number one health department official, the health director, is warning that if you are testing positive for the China virus and you do not self-quarantine and they find out about it, then by golly, you could be going to jail for a very long time. This is according to the Mississippi Health Department. So I'm just curious, who's running things in this country? Elected leaders, or is it these health departments? So I want to read to you, before we go to Sherry in Georgia, who wants to tell us something about the Moderna vaccine. Failure to isolate, home isolate, on the first knowledge that you've been infected, failure to do so will result in $500 fines up to 6 months behind bars. Now, if there is a life-threatening disease involved and you refuse to obey health department orders, according to this new mandate, violators could face a fine of up to $5,000 and 5 years behind bars. The Mississippi order says COVID patients must remain at home or an appropriate residential location for at least 10 days without contacting others. Now, fortunately, there's a state senator in Mississippi, Chris McDaniel, and he told folks if any agent of the state of Mississippi attempts to arrest or threatens to prosecute you because of the China virus, then you are to call his office immediately. And I say good for the state senator. But you people in Mississippi, are you going to comply with that? I mean, I would imagine, by and large, most people, if they've got the China virus, they're going to stay at home. They're going to quarantine. I mean, that is the rational, reasonable thing to do, and I think Mississippians are pretty reasonable and rational people. But now the health department's coming out there and saying, you will do this, and if you don't, we will throw you in jail. Okay, well, what happens if everybody in the jail gets the COVID? I don't understand. How is that better? Meanwhile, in Iowa, a Democrat state lawmaker congressional leader was caught red-handed making false statements. She actually told people that the hospitals were so full that that if you had a heart attack, you were basically screwed. You were going to die. And if your child got hit by a car, you were going to have to just leave him in the street because there's no place to help your kid. Well, it turns out the local news, the television station, did an investigative report, and they found out that was a load of hooey, and not even grade A hooey. It was a low-class level of hooey. But it was hooey nevertheless. And now the congressional office is issuing a retraction. They're backtracking. No, they got caught red-handed. And I know from my firsthand experience going into a hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, I'm not going to name the hospital. We're not going to get petty. But I will say this. On the news, they were saying this particular hospital was filled to overflowing. And I can tell you all I saw in the hospital were dozens and dozens of empty chairs in the ER. That went against the narrative. All right, let's go to Sherry here, who has been on hold listening to us from Georgia, WDUN. Sherry, what's on your mind?
I was just calling to tell you, I had the Moderna shot twice, and both times I had like a reaction to them, like felt sick. But this last one, I got the third booster. My blood pressure shot sky high. It's never been this high. I do have heart issues. I had heart surgery last September. But this last one, I had blood pressures 200 over like 100. And my bottom count never, ever gets over like 75. My top one will go up, but my bottom one doesn't. So I called my doctor, and they wanted me to go to the hospital, but I've been hearing tales that there are so many people in Hall County Hospital, I was afraid to go. So he doubled up on my blood pressure medicine, my Topropol. You probably know these medicines. A lot of people won't. And then he gave me a quick Actin to slow my heart rate down. And I've been monitoring, having to monitor my blood pressure until I can get, I see him tomorrow, until I can get there to see him and see what's going on.
Sherry, now this is fascinating. So how long ago did you have the vaccine, the original vaccine?
I had it done Wednesday of last week.
Wow. All right. So it was just a couple of days.
Morning. I didn't know what was going on. I honestly thought I was having a heart attack.
Well, you see, if you were listening to the show last Monday, was it not, Grace? I think it was last Monday. The final half hour of the show is when all of a sudden, Sherry, that's exactly what it felt like I was having. All of a sudden, just went, you know, this idea that you get this feeling of just sweating profusely all of a sudden.
Yes.
And the whole left, the arm goes numb, and you start getting the chest pains. And I'm like, holy crap, you know, I told them, guys, turn off the camera, because I thought, you know, this was the big one, as Fred Sanford used to say back in the day.
Yeah.
So now
I've never been that scared before.
Yeah, no, it is a fright.
Even when I had heart surgery, I wasn't that scared.
So here's the thing, Sherry, this is the wild thing. So a lot of people, when they see me, you know, I'm not exactly a marathon runner these days, and so they think, oh my God, that guy, he's got the clogged arteries. You know, Sherry, this is funny. My heart is perfect. I was born with a heart defect, and I never knew, and so I had to have a mechanical heart valve. So I've had open heart surgery. I got a mechanical heart valve, but no blockages, none of that stuff. That's the good news. But the problem is, like you said, the blood pressure, Sherry, mine shot up to 210.
Well, mine was 201, but that's extremely
it's scary.
High for me.
Yeah, it's huge.
I have a valve problem too. Maybe it's the valve thing. I have to have my heart checked every year because of that valve.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, they don't know, but I mean, there was literally nothing wrong with the heart, and that's where the doctor said, you know, maybe this is related to the vaccine. And I actually had a couple of hospital staffers tell me privately that they have had other people coming into the hospital. They've had the Moderna vaccine, and they had some sort of a heart issue. It's not fatal, but I got to tell you, that blood pressure spike, Sherry, that is stroke country right there.
Yeah, it's very scary. It feels like your heart's going to come out of your chest.
So you're doing okay now? I mean, I know you're going to go see the doctor, but you're hanging in there?
Yeah, it's still higher than normal. Like this morning when I got up, it was 177/77, which is still extremely high. So,
yeah. All right. Well, look, I want you to keep us updated on that. And again, Sherry, here's the thing. You did the right thing, but people need to know about that. I mean, I would have liked to have known, hey, be on the lookout because your blood pressure might go through the roof.
Yeah, seriously. It's scary.
It is scary. It is. And you're right, Sherry. A lot of people are under the assumption. Now, I don't know what the hospitals look like in Hall County, Georgia, in Gainesville, but maybe they're filled, maybe they're not. But they're giving the impression that every hospital in America is overflowing. And so a lot of people just don't want to go to the hospital.
Yeah, so. I didn't. It didn't have free vaccinations. I didn't want to go.
Well, look, I am glad you're doing okay. You're doing the right thing. You're talking to your doctor, and let's pray that you know, you have a good outcome here. So, Sherry,
you too.
Thank you for listening to the program. We're like soulmates now, me and Sherry. So, we're hearties, as they say. But in all seriousness, Grace, one of the reasons I did not want to go to the, you know, I called my doctor and I called the cardiologist. And I'm like, what do we do? And they're like, go to the hospital, you moron. What's wrong with you? But you don't want to go. I didn't want to go.
I know.
And why is that?
Well, for one thing, it's such a hassle right now.
And Grace, you're not going to. So I get over to the hospital and walk in and I'm like, where is everybody? I thought I was in the wrong place.
I went to lunch.
Walked right in, got, you know, I was
all
immediately taken back. No special treatment. It's just regular Joe. They didn't know who I was. Well, I take that back. So later in the night, this nurse was walking by. You know, it's you're in the ER. They've got these rooms. And this nurse walks by, and she stops and walks back.
No.
And looks, she goes, Todd Starnes?
Wow. Of all the places to see someone like
oh,
you.
Oh, geez. Yeah,
you don't know.
You don't want to see. Yeah, you know, it's like when you're working out. That's your me time. You know,
yes.
You don't want to. It's not a pretty sight.
Yeah.
I didn't have my hair and makeup done, as they say. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. Hey, I got to share this with you. Joe Biden. Wait, Grace, you sent this to me. Joe Biden is urging more companies to step up and implement vaccination mandates for their employees. Quote, require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. What the hell does that mean?
Exactly what I thought.
You know what it means.
I know what it means.
They want to fire. Yeah, so Biden's telling these companies, you tell your workers either get that vaccine or they can find a new job.
Yep.
That's what that is. So now you have the president of the United States. Let's understand what this means here. You've got the president of the United States strong arming businesses now. I'm curious. Any business owners out there, would you do this if Joe Biden tells you, you're going to either force your employees to get vaccinated or you're going to tell them to get new jobs? Would you do that? What about you American people? You folks in Mississippi, we had a lot of listeners in Mississippi right now. Would you obey your health department? Would you be willing to surrender your civil liberties? Here in Memphis, Tennessee, we're under a mandatory mask policy. I don't even wear it. Grace, I was in the Kroger just the other day, went in there without a mask on. Nobody stopped me. Nobody said anything. Went about my business, walked out.
See, I had the same experience as you. I went multiple places, and other people weren't wearing masks either. So
oh, I know. No. I heard what you guys were doing over the weekends.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Went to a rooftop bar.
Yeah.
Fun time.
Yes, y'all were gallivanting around.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I heard.
Alabama with you. Mm-hmm. Super spreaders.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. 901-260-5926. Breaking news out of Washington. President Biden now strong-arming worker and companies, saying require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Hey, let's go to the phones. 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Douglas, listening to us on the Talk Station in North Carolina. Hi, Douglas. What's on your mind today?
How are you doing, sir? You got a U.S. Navy veteran talking to you here of 20 years.
Is that right?
I'm actually a disabled veteran because I got that PTSD stuff, you know. I no longer work and play well with others.
God bless you, sir.
Beyond that, I'm all right. I got actually a comment on the current Afghanistan situation, and then I've got a question. It's kind of off topic, but related to future elections. My comment on Afghanistan, my recommendation is we do like we would have done when I was in the Navy. We do a Ronald Reagan on them. Basically, we contact the Taliban, tell them they got 3 days to let all of our people go, or we nuke them into the Stone Age, although they don't really have all that far to go to reach the Stone Age, but we nuke them back to the Stone Age. And my question is, everybody's talking about how all this stuff, you know, all this bad stuff will obviously can benefit the Republican Party in future elections. Here's my question about all that, sir. And actually, in all honesty, I'm an independent myself, independent libertarian, but, you know, how do we know that with the current commie-loving, the Democratic Party in charge, that they're not going to continue rigging these elections out ad infinitum? So that's my two things. Let's nuke Afghanistan till they glow, if they don't let our people go. And how do we know our future elections are going to be truly fair anymore?
Yeah, Douglas, wow. First of all, I want to say thank you for serving our great nation. And we love the Navy. We have a military base, a Navy base here in Memphis, Tennessee, of all places, up in Bellington. And so a lot of great patriots out there. So thank you for that. Now, to answer your question, and look, I'm with you. Going back to George W. Bush, we should have laid down the law right then and there and said, you're going to turn over bin Laden. You're going to turn over al-Qaeda, or we're going to start picking off your cities one by one. That's when that should have happened, Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
But it did not, because he had some of his daddy-itis, H.W. Remember back in the Persian Gulf War, we could have gone after Saddam Hussein, but H.W. Yeah. said we're not going to do it because we don't think our coalition partners will go along with us.
Yep.
And no offense, I would have said, screw the coalition partners. Go get Saddam Hussein and clean up this mess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, the other part.
And to heck with nation building. We don't need to build nothing.
No,
we need
no.
to take care of our own.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And look, if somebody's invaded and they need our help and their people are fighting, they're putting their blood, they're putting their treasure on the line, I got no problem helping out people like that. But that's not what was happening over in Afghanistan. That's not what was happening. Way too much corruption.
Oh, yeah.
Now, your second question. This is the concern I have. Just on the response that Congressman Mo Brooks received at the Trump rally, where he was almost booed off the stage. I mean, that's how loud it was. There are many people out there who are not ready to move on from 2020. But, Douglas, the reality is, if Republicans stay home, if you as a libertarian stay home, or an independent, and don't go and vote, then we're never going to be able to fix things. So I at least say we got to go vote just to try to get the fight.
Yeah. I'll do that if not just to kick people off.
I love it. All right. Douglas, God bless you. I like the way you think. Give us a holler back one of these days. Let's go to North.
The way I think scares most people. But, yeah, have a great day, Mr. Starr.
All right. Thank you, Douglas. Let's go to Margaret listening to us on WSIC. Margaret, real quick, what's going on?
Well, hey, I just wanted to comment that if they're going to pressure our employers to require vaccination, then I have understood, and I have a list, that the White House, the CDC, the FDA, the World Health Organization, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, none of them are requiring their employees to be be vaccinated.
Is that right?
I mean, you know, I didn't fact check it or anything, but it's something that I got.
Margaret, I'll tell you, we're going to look into that.
Protect our health. It's their job to protect our country.
Bingo. That's right. My body, my choice, Margaret. That's what the Democrats have been screaming and hollering since Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah. I forgot about that one. I need to be saying that more often.
All right, Margaret. Hey, God bless you. And we're going to check that info out, and we'll let you know what the deal is. Wow, we've got some audio. You're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe what Joe Biden just said. Folks, got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You got to go to our website. We have some brand new video. This just happened. President Biden told Americans to go to the wrong website. Not once, but twice. How do you do that? My goodness. You got to go to the website. You got to watch this. Unbelievable. But again, this is where we are in America, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, look, I want to play some audio for you before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. First of all, congrats to the great Patriots in the state of Iowa. They are now mandating that boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day at school. And that's what I did when I was a kid growing up, and I'm excited to hear that. Well, some woman called State Representative Carter Nordman, great American patriot, and gave him the what for. This woman has a mouth that would make Quentin Tarantino blush. Take a listen.
Yes, this message is for Carter Nordman. My understanding that you are the Iowa State Representative who included language that requires all Iowa schools to lead the Pledge of Allegiance once a day in grades 1 through 12. I'm curious. When did we start teaching white nationalism in schools? Because that's exactly what the f*** you're doing, sir, and you have absolutely no right to require something like that. Our children aren't proud to be American. Maybe the white suburban kids out in Adel are proud to be American because their rights are afforded to them every day and they don't have to fight for them. But for the rest of us who are women, the poor, the elderly, the minorities, we're not so proud. What are we proud of?
We're proud of our racist history. We're proud of our racist roots. Is that what we're proud of? We're proud of the fact that not all citizens in the United States are afforded the same rights and the same privileges as the blonde-haired, blue-eyed ones.
Wait, what?
That's a bunch of colonizer shit, Carter, and the fact that you're perpetuating that is disgusting.
Come
Keep
on.
That shit out in the suburbs. Hey. You want to teach your kid to be a white nationalist? You can do it.
What?
But you and Tim Reynolds are disgusting, and you have absolutely no right to require that a public school teach children to be U.S. nationalists. You and legislation.
Oh, we'll
make sure that you are no longer going to be sitting in the Iowa House of Representatives. We'll make sure that you are not voted in again. I can assure you of that. Everything that you stand for is the same bullshit that the Trump administration stood for. And clearly, you and Kim Reynolds still have your head so far up his ass that you can't tell where one of you ends and the other begins. Absolutely disgusting, despicable, and deplorable. The you peddle. There's so much more important that we could be worried about right now, and you're focusing on Pledge of Allegiance. Get the out of here. Pull your head out of your ass, Carter. Jesus in Christ.
She does need Jesus and a bar of soap. What a potty mouth that woman is. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. State Representative Carter Nordman. Carter, I don't think she's going to be sending you a Christmas card.
I would doubt it.
Wow. Well, first of all, welcome to the show. Got to tell you, first of all, I want you to tell our listeners what you guys did in Iowa, because you were one of the few states that did not require the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, so like you said, we were one of the few states in the country who did not have language in our code regarding the Pledge of Allegiance in our school. This is my first term. I saw that and thought that was doing a disservice, not only to our country, but for our students. I mean, there are so many students, so many patriots here in the state of Iowa that would love and really be honored to stand and say the pledge every morning. And so I drafted legislation and was able to get it passed. We did so to ensure that the First Amendment was in mind. No child or student will be forced to say the Pledge of Allegiance. It is just required that the schools lead it every morning for grades 1 through 12. So I was very excited about it. You know, there was some pushback saying that there was, you know, they're going to be bullying or what if people don't want to say it. You know, if someone doesn't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance, that is 100% their right. That is their First Amendment right. And we drafted the bill to ensure that those were protected. But for the vast majority of Iowa students, I think they're going to be very proud to stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
No, I'm with you. I think by and large, most children, you know, and this is the process of learning about America, learning, you know, why America is great and learning about, you know, the freedoms we have and really growing that next generation of American patriots.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we were told multiple times that what if this creates, you know, tough conversations? What if people or a student doesn't want to stand and the other student who does want to stand, ask them why they didn't do it. That is a good thing. Those conversations are good. That debate is good. Having that tough conversation builds better people, builds better Americans. And I think as Americans, sometimes we've now become, anytime you question somebody else, it is now offensive. And so, you know, I take the complete opposite viewpoint where I think having those tough conversations on different viewpoints is a good thing.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Carter. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, State Representative Carter Nordman from the great state of Iowa. So you get this phone call. What was your initial reaction? Do you get a lot of these kinds of calls?
Well, I've never gotten one quite that bad. But you know, as an elected official, you do have some people who speak very freely, which is again their right to do so. It's not productive by any means, but I did call her back, as I do everyone who gives me a ring or an email. I called her back and I said, hey, I got your voicemail and more than happy to chat about why I did it and why I think it's important. She essentially told me that she had said everything that she wanted to say in the voicemail and hung up on me. So she wasn't even willing to have a conversation about it. I think she just wanted to get whatever she wanted to do off her chest. and she certainly did that in that voicemail.
She had a lot to say, I'll tell you that much. Had to look up a couple of those words, Carter. It's my goodness. But, you know, I think that goes to the heart of this cancel culture mob out there, is that they really don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to have a debate. It's their way or the highway.
You're exactly right. And that is the scariest part about all of this, is the cancel culture and really just the inability to have a tough conversation. They don't want to. A lot of these radical left Democrats who don't want to have these conversations live within an echo chamber. And so they just have no want or desire to have any kind of conversation outside of what they already believe.
Well said. Well, so when does the law go into effect, and when will boys and girls be pledging allegiance?
Yep. So the Governor Reynolds, who has just done a phenomenal job here in the state of Iowa over this pandemic and this last legislative session, signed it into law in May, and the bill went into effect July 1st. So actually, most students here in the state of Iowa returned back to school today. Today was their first day back, so today was their first day of beginning reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning.
Well, fantastic. Well, congratulations. I know that's an exciting thing for you guys, and raising up that next generation of American patriots right there in the heartland.
Absolutely.
All right, Carter, thanks for calling in, and best of luck to you. And I would be careful with the call screening software there. It's
Well, thank you, Todd. I appreciate it.
All right. That's State Representative Carter Nordman from Iowa. Wow.
Sounds like he needs me as a call screener.
Right?
Rod.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have let that lady.
You would have hung up after the first F-bomb.
Yep, pretty much.
Wow. I mean, I can't.
I kept thinking it was going to end with her cussing.
She just kept on and on. Beep, beep. I mean, it wasn't that she was like, you know, just raging. This was a well-thought-out, methodical, profane
woman. It
was
almost like she was reading it.
Yeah. I mean, she was.
Detailed.
Wow. Unbelievable. So Joe Biden was supposed to direct people to the website vaccines.gov. And instead, he was directing people to vaccines.com. Do we know what vaccines.com leads to, Grace? Careful now.
Can I type this in?
Yeah, we're doing this in real time. Are you nervous?
I was kind of scared somebody might claim it. What the? Mm-hmm. This took me to like some foreign website that I can't read.
Oh, boy.
Much at all.
Probably run by the Chinese.
Oh, my.
Probably run by the
Let's
Chinese.
See here. Yeah. Statin Serum Institute.
Oh,
that's what came up on mine.
All right. Interesting. All right. Well, we'll figure all that out. So anyway, the president is senile. And you hate to say that, but this is the reality. You know. And by the way, it was on the teleprompter. You know it was on the teleprompter. But yeah, there you go. Oh, that reminds me. Fact check for just a moment. I was getting all these messages from people. Todd, did you see the teleprompter where it actually had in big, huge letters, "Leave now" after Biden's? That turned out to be Photoshopped. That was not a real thing. Just want to put that out there for you folks. You know, Grace, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's a big problem on both sides of the aisle, more so on the left. But it was like we got a note, oh, my God, Todd, they're dropping off Afghani refugees at Memphis International Airport.
Oh, yes.
So I reach out to the airport. Reached out to the National Guard, and it turned out that it was a flight from heading to Dallas or coming from Dallas. They had to land because of bad weather, and then they took back off again. That was it.
Non-story.
It was a non-story, but by golly, people.
People don't like to wait for anything.
They're at the Kroger.
Yeah.
I saw them down at Central Barbecue. I don't think you're going to see Muslims at Central Barbecue. I'm just trying to tell it like it is.
We always go back to food on this show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Ran into our good friend David Bossi, who works with President Trump Saturday at the rally. And he said, "Hey, Starnes, you need to know this, but President Trump actually asked for you personally to speak at the rally." So we were Whew. I'm glad I didn't know that. Wait a second. Yeah, I didn't know that before I got it. That would have made me probably more nervous. And, you know, Grace, I speak before a lot of people.
Yes.
But 35, 40,000 people, that's a little intimidating.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then they had that long runway, and it was wet and rainy, and it was like President Trump at the, it was at West Point when he had to take the tiny steps, you know?
Yes, I would have been terrified of falling. Yeah.
Only because the 101-year-old military veteran who recited the pledge was able to walk just fine. You don't want to be the guy.
No.
You don't want to be the able-bodied guy that goes down. You know, that's not what you don't want to be that guy.
No, you do not. I agree.
How was the food? I saw you guys munching down on the...
It was very good. Producer Kyle especially liked it.
They had a very nice little green room, if you will.
Oh, I know. And like they had like air conditioning in there. I was like, whoa. Fancy.
All I could... You know, Kyle was shoveling these like goldfish. The little crackers, shoveling them.
He was.
People were staring.
They were staring at him. They're like, I told him he needed to slow
Starnes,
down.
Starnes, you don't feed your staff? What's wrong with you?
They're, I know.
It's very. But we did eat a. We went to Zaxby's on the way down.
We did.
And then we grabbed a snack at the this other place on the way
down. Oh, it was Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. It was pretty good.
Yeah, you know.
This story out of New York. Now, it doesn't seem to matter that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pretty much sexually harassed anything with legs. It doesn't seem to matter, Grace, that he killed an untold number of grandmothers and grandfathers. That's not. But you know what people are really upset about? Turns out that he may have abandoned his dog.
Hey, I'm upset about this too.
At the executive mansion.
It's just another thing to add to his list for me. And now his office is denying it, saying, no.
He's trying
to pawn off his dog.
This is from Fox News. Resigning New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is getting raked over the social media coals for a report that he tried to give his dog Captain away during his final days in office. The Albany Times Union reported Monday, citing two state police sources, that Cuomo left the dog behind in the executive mansion before he started staying with one of his sisters in Westchester County. Now, the dog has a history of biting people.
Just like with Biden's dog.
Was it Sergeant?
Yes. Are we noticing a trend?
Mm-hmm. It's a fair point. Yeah, these Democrats, you know what it is? The Democrats don't take care of their dogs.
Well, dogs know people.
They know.
So
they
like know. Cuomo, the dog knew, so it makes them act
out. It's a cry for help.
It is. It really is.
Cuomo's top advisor and spokesman was irate at the Times Union. Did he bite anybody? I don't. He says the arrangement was only temporary because the governor is taking a vacation after he officially resigns at 11:59 p.m. Monday.
Well, I'm sure he's taking a vacation, all right.
Mm-hmm. Quote, Captain is part of the governor's family. Well, why'd you leave him behind?
Exactly.
And for your nameless, ill-informed source.
Oh, my God!
Wow, really?
Really.
To imply they've been trying to give him away is untrue. Anybody want the dog?
Yeah, no, seriously, he's basically like, anybody want this dog? That's all the reports I was reading.
So, Campton is a mix of Shepherd, Siberian, and is it Malamute?
Malamute. It's a beautiful dog.
A video of a recent event shows the governor struggling to control Campton while he complained about the dog's lack of potty training.
Well, again, I wonder whose fault that is. Just like with the kid, like you can't just neglect the kid and then expect him to turn out great.
This is a story of neglect.
Basically.
This is a terrible story.
Listen,
what a horrible person.
I can take Merlo out anywhere. She's very well behaved.
So let me see if I get this straight here. But they're going after him on the dog. It's, you know, they're not going to go after him on the women. They're not going
to
go after him
on
the dead grandpeople.
Thing,
grandpa, grandma, and grandpa. But now they're going to get him for the, that one person said, as if this man was despicable enough. Well, what happened to Captain? Do we know what happened to the dog? They don't say what happened to the dog. So is he going to keep the dog or are they going to get the dog away? You know.
The drama continues.
The dog. Well, you know he doesn't want the dog.
No, he doesn't.
He's afraid of the dog.
Well, I can't imagine why.
Don Jr. nails it. So Cuomo got a dog for political optics and photo ops, but he didn't really want to deal with it beyond that. That's it. Seems like a solid metaphor for the state of today's Democrat Party. God, I love Donald Trump Jr. Seriously. But there you go. So if anybody's looking for a dog, it's like one of these abused or battered dogs, you know, that you see on the, what's it, the dodo bird? Is that the name of the on Instagram?
Yes, that's it.
And yeah, I love that thing.
Those transformation stories get me every time.
I'm looking for stories for the next day's show, and I hit one of those little, you know, the one where the dog and the duck are like, you know, hugging each other, and you're like, oh, come on. Yeah, so there you go. All right, folks, wow, what a weird way to end the show, but we're ending it. There you go. Tomorrow, again, this is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.